Restricted amounts of precipitation will be occurring across the Midwest as we move forward through this next full week. In fact, the majority of the region is not going to do well with precipitation, and we're going to be more concerned about the lack of moisture as time moves along. We're expecting to see a cool front cut through the region over these next couple of days, and the frontal boundary itself will likely generate a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity, but the majority of the precipitation is going to be quite limited and mostly very light. And the end result is that only a few areas are likely to end up with a net increase in soil moisture. In fact, those few areas that get the increase in moisture is only going to get it for a few hours to a day or two at the most, and then turn right around and dry back down again. The majority of the precipitation over the next 7 days will probably run just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch in a large part of the Midwest, with some local totals getting upwards to around 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. There will be a couple of exceptions to that. I think there will be some stronger thunderstorms that will occur here tonight and tomorrow across Nebraska and portions of northwest Iowa. We may also see some stronger storms occurring across parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, and a couple in Kentucky. But mostly, the Midwest will see this lighter bout of precipitation and net drying conditions. The temperatures across the region over this next few days are going to be favorably warm, nothing exceptionally hot, at least not initially. We'll be looking at temperatures running in the 80s across a big part of the Midwest most often. There will be a few lower 90s popping up occasionally as well, with the southwestern areas likely to see the warmest conditions. This cool front that I mentioned moving through the Midwest here today and tomorrow will bring in just a tiny little bit of cooling. We'll look for high temperatures in the 70s tomorrow afternoon across the Great Lakes region. Everybody else should be in the 80s, and we'll still have a couple of lower 90s occurring down in Kansas and Missouri. And then after that, the coolest air will shift into the northeastern part of the U.S., and some of the eastern Great Lakes region will still be seeing 70-degree highs as we move through the day on Friday, but everybody else will still be in the 80s, and again, lower 90s in the far southwest. After that, the ridge of high pressure will become more dominating in the western parts of the Corn Belt. And beginning on Saturday and lasting on through the first part of next week, high pressure will be in control of those areas and will likely see temperatures rising up more deeply into the 90s, and we'll expect to see precipitation suppressed in all of the west, central, and southwestern portions of the Corn Belt, including parts of the Northern Delta. The next disturbance that will impact parts of the Midwest will actually be an interesting event in the sense that a cool front will be coming into the northern parts of the region early next week, at about the same time that some tropical moisture may be feeding into the region from the southwestern United States. Now that in itself is a little unusual, but the main reason for the tropical moisture in the southwest is from a dissipating tropical cyclone of some sort that's likely to form off the Mexico west coast here late this work week. It'll move up into the southwestern United States over the weekend and spread the moisture up towards the northern plains early next week. Well, the frontal boundary and the moisture will combine. It should help to set off some stronger thunderstorms. We'll look for some greater rain in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota before turning over to portions of the Great Lakes region during the middle to perhaps the latter part of next week. In the meantime, it will stay dry, though underneath that high pressure ridge in the west, central, and southwestern Corn Belt, including portions of Illinois, as well as Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska. The temperatures will stay very warm next week, but that cool front that I just mentioned will likely offer a little bit of a cool-off in northern and easternmost parts of the Midwest. A more significant cooling trend may occur a little later in early September. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.